The Military and Overseas Voter Empowerment Act included several provisions designed to improve voter participation by military members and civilians living overseas. One of the biggest was to require DOD to set up full-time voter assistance offices on each of its bases around the world, except for ones in war zones. When the DOD Inspector General's Office conducted an assessment this year of DOD's voting assistance efforts, it tried to contact each one of those 229 offices listed on the military's own voting assistance website. It only got a hold of 114, less than 50%. Pam Mitchell is the interim director of the Federal Voting Assistance Program, or FVAP. She says there's an explanation for that.
The contact information that they used to try to establish contact with the installation voter assistance offices, very simply, was outdated. Why was it outdated? Because in a military environment, things change. Military members are reassigned. They may be reassigned to other posts. They may be reassigned on the same post or base. Things change. We have joint bases that grow. We have other kinds of things that happen so that in any military environment, whether the subject be voting or anything else, phone numbers change and email addresses change.
But Mitchell says FVAP has checked the information on its website so service members know who to contact and made fixes where necessary. And she says they'll make sure it stays fixed.
We have personally called all 221 offices, and we are certain that the information posted to our website is correct, with email and phone number information, and in many cases, actual locations of where these offices are on an installation. We are committed, between now and the general election, of calling each of the 221 offices every single week to make sure that we have the most updated information.
The IG also found that DOD might not have nearly the number of offices it actually needs in order to comply with the spirit of the MOVE Act. One reason is some of the joint basing arrangements that came about under the 2005 round of defense base realignments and closures. For example, what used to be Langley Air Force Base and Fort Eustis, two Virginia bases 20 miles apart, are now technically one installation, Joint Base Langley-Eustis, with one voter assistance office. So a service member might have to make a 40-mile round trip to get from his duty station to the closest voting assistance office to fill out an absentee ballot request. But Mitchell says there are plenty of other ways for military members to get help voting and registering to vote, many of them online and through social media, the preferred method for the bulk of the uniformed workforce, 18 to 25-year-olds. For example, any voter can go to FVAP's website and walk through an online wizard that will register them to vote and request an absentee ballot.
We certainly agree with the IG that the most important thing we can do is to find the most effective way to maintain assistance for all of our absentee voters. And we are absolutely committed to continue working with all stakeholders, including the Congress, to make sure that voting assistance remains the best it's ever been. I spent 25 years in the Army, and I voted absentee. And I can tell you that I only wish that when I was in uniform, I had access to the tools and resources that are available to our men and women today.
When Congress passed the MOVE Act and required the brick-and-mortar offices on every military installation, it didn't provide extra funding to operate them. The IG found that might be one reason they're not working as lawmakers intended. But the report also found the walk-in offices might not be the best use of resources for military voter outreach. So, the Inspector General says DOD should ask Congress to make the voting assistance offices optional and free up money for other programs like social media outreach. According to the report, FVAP officials agreed with that recommendation, but in a briefing with reporters, Mitchell didn't go quite as far.
I feel that those offices are an effective tool for some voters. So that is to say that they are one of many tools in the arsenal, and our job is to provide assistance to a multitude of absentee voters. So are they effective for some voters? Yes, they are. But we will continue, as I said, to evaluate the best methods of outreach across the universe of the voters that we support.
According to a report last week by an outside advocacy group, requests for military absentee ballots are down significantly from the last presidential election cycle. The nonprofit Military Voter Protection Project surveyed election officials in several states with large military populations. The starkest results were in Virginia, where only 1.4% of military voters have requested a ballot so far. In North Carolina, 1.7%. In Ohio, 3.3%. But Mitchell contends comparing 2012 to 2008 isn't quite fair.
We maintain a record of downloads from our website of the federal postcard application. which is in itself a request to register to vote as well as a request for an absentee ballot. If we look back at the last presidential election, 2004, for which there was a sitting incumbent and an uncontested primary in one of the parties, we are essentially running neck and neck with the numbers of FPCAs downloaded. I strongly believe that voting assistance is the best that it has ever been.
Mitchell says in the end, it's service members' personal responsibility to decide to register to vote and cast a ballot. Her agency's job is simply to provide resources to make that easier. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.